Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel, our Lord promises us his peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. So when we have a look at today's first reading and all of the difficulties and hardships that St. Paul and Barnabas are undergoing, we might begin to wonder, so what's the deal? It doesn't look like they're enjoying a whole lot of peace. In fact, St. Paul comes to the point where he says, it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. So what's going on in today's first reading is St. Paul and Barnabas and some other disciples. They're on St. Paul's first missionary journey. And so he has just evangelized in Antioch of Pisidia and also Iconium, and they wanted to stone him at Iconium. He moved on to Lystra. Now when he gets there and starts preaching, there were Jews who did not embrace the faith from Antioch and Iconium who followed him, and they're preaching against him, and that's causing big problems. In fact, it says that when these Jews arrived, they won over the crowds. Now, these are the same people who wanted to adore Paul and Barnabas as gods. They were calling him Zeus and Hermes in this. And it didn't take a whole lot of convincing to win them back in the other direction, right? Now they want to stone him. And in fact, they did stone him. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. So they stoned him pretty good if they thought he was dead and they didn't want his corpse to sit there and rot in the city, so they dragged him outside of the city. But look what God does. It says, when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. This is miraculous. This is a miraculous healing and cure on the part of God, because the will of God will be done. St. Paul is simply making himself available, doing the best he can. And so God works this miracle, immediately restoring Paul's health and strength. There was a similar episode in the life of St. Sebastian the martyr, when he was pierced with arrows and left for dead. Instantly he regained his strength by the power of God and went to Diocletian, the emperor, and rebuked his impious cruelty. So after that, they move on to Derbe, another city, and it says there they proclaimed the good news and made a considerable number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra. This is the place where he was stoned. They go back, and to Iconium, and to Antioch. They're making their way back through all these cities where they did make some converts. Why? To strengthen them. Now I love the commentary on this one. It says, behold how persecution does not decrease, but rather increases the energy and zeal of Paul, so that he immediately goes with even greater boldness to evangelize those same places where they wanted him stoned to death. Saint Gregory the Great calls Saint Paul God's generous workhorse. There's another example in the life of a saint, Saint Abraham the Hermit. He was sent to convert wild and barbarous pagans. He was continually laughed at, vexed, and beaten by them. But he always rose up stronger than before and showed them even greater love. 3 years of this patience, love, and constancy finally converted them. Therefore, as the saying goes, do not succumb to evil, but on the contrary, go forward doing even greater good. And so these are incredible examples that we have in the life of these saints, St. Paul and St. Barnabas, and then These other saints, Saint Sebastian and Saint Abraham the Hermit, right? Examples to follow that we pass through our hardships, trusting in God and the strength that comes from God. And it's by doing that that we will know the peace of Christ, right? Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. See, Christ doesn't guarantee, no, in fact, he promises that we will have trials, difficulties, crosses, and hardships. But those things cannot take away our peace if we are united with him and his holy will and acting with always greater love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.